us with a flag?
The flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, it was advised that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Should we do the motion lines first?
It's your pleasure.
Can we go into executive session first, Mayor?
Would you like to make a...
I will make a motion to take the agenda out of order and go into executive session first.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. We'll voice vote that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have to do a closed session to discuss litigation and contracts. Turn to a closed session and then take our agenda in its order.
Motion to go back in the public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry about that, everybody. We always begin our meetings with remarks from the audience, so if there is anyone who wishes to be heard on any issue, now would be your opportunity. We ask you to just state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. I'm Tom Largy from Long Beach Way in Seabright. And recall 2 weeks ago I was here complaining about a pole that Verizon just stuck up right near our rental property where we live. And before I go into what I found out, I was wondering if you folks looked into the situation, because I didn't know what was going to happen, so I filed a complaint with the BPU last week, and after 2 days, Verizon responded, and they think a resolution that was passed here 2 years ago, Resolution 106-216, which 4 people voted for, gives them the right to do anything they want. And I'm a lawyer. I don't really do this type of work, but I researched it, and I'm sure Mr. Lexstein knows it pretty well. There's an interesting white paper from the League of Municipalities that kind of sets out all the issues with wireless systems. And I'm not sure Verizon is a public utility anyway, but I've looked at other towns where they've given this grant to let them use the right of way, and their resolutions are very detailed. You can zone where they put those things if you're even going to concede that they are a public utility, which I don't think they are. Yeah. But I don't think they can use, they can't put poles in. You can tell them where they can put the poles. You can also put a time limit on the resolution. I wouldn't make it perpetual. And I charge them some fees, too. So, and then, so that's what I found out. So what do you guys think?
Well, we have.
And we agree with you. You're right. We don't think they're a public utility. The resolution that you're referring to, there'll be a resolution added to the agenda tonight to rescind that resolution.
Oh, that's great.
We don't think they had the right to put up that pole. And we're going to tell them to take it down.
Well, they have this until I don't know what the legal ramifications are.
Well, let me finish. I mean, they came to us a couple of years ago with a concept to add small cell nodes onto existing poles, and that's how we interpret that resolution. Not that gave them a right to put up any new poles at all.
Yeah, I didn't think it did.
We are of the mind that if they're going to put up new poles, they need zoning approval, as well as approval from the Borough Council, and that's why we're going to rescind that resolution, because our interpretation of that resolution is completely different than theirs. So it's going to be rescinded tonight. They'll be notified in writing that they're going to have to take that pole down, and we're going to enforce what we see as our ability to regulate where poles go. So,
thank
you for bringing it to our attention, because
you're welcome.
We went out and Mr. Rooney found the pole immediately the next morning.
Yeah, it's not hard to miss. My elderly parents like to sit in their back window and they looked out over the ocean and they go, what is this? There's this giant right in their line of sight, too. I probably wouldn't have complained if it was 5 feet either way, but I think there's a lot of things wrong with it. You know, you shouldn't let them run willy-nilly through here, they should pay some money, too. And if you let them do it again, you should make sure you know exactly where they can do it. And I don't think they can put poles up either, so. Well, that's my thought, and do you think they'll take it down without a big fight, or?
Can't answer that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if I see them coming there to put up some equipment, I'll get right back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, please do.
Have you noticed if they did it in other parts of the town, or is that the only?
No, it's the only one that we're aware of, and we notified them right away, that very next day, that we didn't think they had any right to put it there. They said that they wouldn't do anything further with the pole. And we discussed it in private session, it was one of the legal issues that we discussed tonight. And we're gonna tell them to, the instructions, so we take it down.
Well, that's great. And I know they can't put it up on the main road, because they'd have to get county board approval, and I doubt they would get that. So they're gonna look for these little side streets and ruin people's views. I hope they go away peacefully. Thanks a lot. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Good, Tom.
Do you want my white paper, if somebody wants to read it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other remarks in the audience? I'll move on and take our agenda. First up, we have our consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to amend the consent agenda to include resolution number 57-2018, which is identified on the agenda for the construction, excuse me, consideration of bids received for construction of Seabright Municipal Complex, but we officially have a number 57.
Can you put that on the consent?
Yes, it's already in there. And then also to add to the consent agenda, resolution number 58-2018, Mayor, which is the resolution you were just discussing with Mr. Largy regarding rescinding our previous approval to Verizon Wireless. And I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda with that, with those amendments.
Second.
All right. I'll do the roll call. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Congratulations, Seabright.
Yes.
Next up, ordinances. First, we have ordinance number 2-2018, and that amends Chapter 115, Flood Damage Prevention, and Chapter 130, Land Use.
Before we do that, can we just acknowledge the fact that we just approved the construction of the municipal complex? Because I think that's kind of cool.
And resolution 57-2018 acknowledges that bids were received for construction of Seabright's Municipal Complex. And this resolution awards this contract to the lowest bidder. And let's see, is that anything around here?
Unimac
LLC of Saddlebrook, New Jersey, as per their bid proposal for construction at a cost not to exceed $7,098,000.
It's within the budget.
Okay, we made it within our budget.
It's a good day for Seabright.
Yes. Now we'll move on to ordinance number 2-2018. We got our Monmouth County Planning Board acknowledgement on February the 21st. We got our Seabright Planning Board acknowledgement on February 27th. So we need a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 2-2018.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on ordinance number 2-2018?
Motion to close the public portion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's take a motion to adopt.
I'll move to adopt.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Just have one question.
Yes, sir.
This is just a minor changes in dates and things, is that correct?
Correct. And it refers to the floodplain rate map, and that's what we had discussion on. We have to specifically add that map to our ordinance, which clearly delineates what panel numbers they are on the firm maps.
That's part of our CRS recommendations.
So that was, I thought that was still the same, though, that we'd use those.
It is, but the Department of DEP required us to put these numbers in. Mark kind of said, why do we have to put these numbers in? But
all right.
Yes, it's...
Because we're going to have to change it again when they update the map.
Correct. We would ordinarily say, you know, according to the then current map, and that was what market blurred out, but they specifically request us, require us to put that language in, so.
And then it takes effect June of this year, that's correct?
Yeah.
So.
June 20.
June 20.
So we don't have to do it again after June 20, this carries us through.
Yep.
Thank you. Yes.
Let's see, any other council members, Burt's or Keeler? Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Next, we have a public hearing on ordinance number 3, 2018. And this is an ordinance that allows us to establish a cap bank.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3, 2018?
Motion to close the public portion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Take a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Burtzall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
No.
So everybody understands, this cap is not, does not mean that the amount of taxation is going to change. The only thing that changes is the portion of the taxes that are available for inside the cap appropriations. You have inside the cap and outside the cap in terms of expenses in the budget. So this allows us to kind of switch from one to the other. But even if we went to if we went to a higher percentage on appropriations cap, we're still bound by that 2% levy cap. We can't go over it no matter what. So we're not giving ourselves permission to exceed 2% here. We're just giving ourselves permission to change what we consider inside the cap and outside the cap. Did I say that right, Joe?
You did, absolutely, ma'am.
Just so you know. Now we have new business, right?
Yeah, just vouchers.
Vouchers.
So move on to vouchers.
I'll second.
Councilmembers Burtzall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, and we can see we did our closed session, correct, where our business is concluded. Anybody have anything else? Take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.